This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Time for the question of the day. Inspired by the Celtics missing 45 three-pointers in a game that they almost won.
45.
They just kept shooting. This is their identity, and they were not moving away from it. Mm-hmm. The level of hard-headedness that, you know what?
All of these road teams are killing it, though,
frankly,
man.
Frankly, yeah. I respect. And we'll talk more about that here in a second. But the question of the day is, indeed, what are the things in your life that you're just hard-headed about? 713-572-4610. And Lopez, I have a feeling I know where you are on the Celtics and the way that they've gone about this. You would have wanted them to stop shooting three-pointers, no?
Oh, hey, three layups, and you win the game. Pump fake, drive to the basket, you win the game. And that's not old man on the porch. A lot of A lot of young NBA writers are in the same boat. A lot of NBA coaches.
Once you become a writer, you become an old man on the porch. I think that's part of the journalism degree, is the old man on the porch 101.
What about a lot of radio hosts across the country that are in the same boat and not old?
What happened to driver to the basket?
How did Steph Curry change the game the other night? Driving to the basket. That's Steph effing Curry that did that. But that's neither here nor there.
can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember who won the championship last year?
I think it was these Boston Celtics.
You want to know how they did it?
They were a very talented team.
By putting up the most three-pointers in NBA history. Like, this is what they have done.
That's
like,
not
they have
the
leaned
answer,
all
though.
The way into math ball. But the one thing I will acquiesce on, right? I will acquiesce. When they are missing shots, it is some of the ugliest basketball. Like, or not actually ugliest, because I've seen ugly basketball. Mm-hmm. But it's some of the most uninteresting basketball. However, I cannot blame them, and Joe Mazzulla with his like Rain Man thing he got going on or what have you, right? I cannot blame them for looking at this and going, like, math-wise, we have the talent to play this way, and it makes the most sense, because even in a game where they're shooting, like, you look at their shooting numbers and they were not very good, they were still in a game in the hundreds. Like,
it was up
hundreds.
By like 20 at one point, though. Yeah.
Three layups.
Yeah, no, I actually understand and very much agree with the way they've gone about
it. I don't think they're switching to that anytime soon, unless it's a last resort.
And putting up the most three-pointers in NBA history in the finals is the answer if you can knock down 35%, 38%.
But there's shooting variance that'll happen.
The thing is, when it's bad, it's bad.
It's correct.
Awful. Like, I can't defend that when it's bad, but if it's good, then keep shooting.
And you know what this is reminiscent of? And we'll get to what are the things that you're hard-headed about here in one second, but it's reminiscent of, like, coaching decisions, especially in football, like going for it on fourth down. I think that if you are going to pride yourself on the more often than not numbers of it, then you have to stick to the plan, because if you move away from the plan, then you'd kind of violate the idea of, well, and more often enough when you do this.
If the numbers are in your favor. And like, if going for it on fourth and one is 52%, 54%, then yes.
You go for it every time and you deal with the instances where you miss.
But if the shooting three-pointers is 34%, then I don't know if you shoot as many three-pointers. There's a difference between 34% and 54%. You know?
Yeah, but I think, too, I think they don't want to get out of their game, out of their
normal. I get it. I get what they're doing.
So they're trying to shoot themselves out of it.
But they were hard-headed.
Yeah.
They were definitely hard-headed. So what are some things?
I think with a reason, though.
Just let it go. Maybe he's hard-headed.
I won't.
Maybe he's hard-headed about that. Maybe,
I am.
Maybe we have his answer.
That is one of them. 100%.
Figgy, what did Christina tell you?
Yeah, so I tested the question of the day, and I'm going to read you exactly what she texted me. She said, "Your damn health."
Your head.
When it comes to that, you don't listen for bleep.
Oh man, you gotta change that.
And this is not telling the whole story.
Oh, let me explain.
So I'm hard headed about just keep going to the doctor and they not giving me an answer to what's going on.
Yeah.
That's when I get irritated. Like I'm not scared of the doctor or anything like that. I would love to go every chance I get, but whenever I have a problem, like me having a problem with my knee.
Yeah.
I went to like 5 different doctors and never got an answer, but my pockets are getting thinner.
Yes.
That's when I get irritated. I start going through my conspiracy bag, yeah. Man. Like, nah, man, the government trying to take me down, man. Mm-hmm. Like, how am I paying $200 and y'all ain't giving me an answer?
Yeah.
Like, that's when I get hard headed.
Say
that's
anything else?
Nah, that was it. That's
a good one, though. That's a good one, then, on what are you hard headed about, like the Celtics taking these three?
How about you?
Yeah, it is smart for me to go first, huh? Because you're gonna filibuster through the rest of this. So I hit up a homeboy of mine because I was like, that's probably a better place to go than a homegirl because that might be a little longer. My stance on boneless wings is absolutely one of those. I feel like just you should not do that.
They're nuggets.
They are chicken nuggets, and they are sold at a chicken wing premium, and that is wrong. Like they're not. They're good. But it's bad value.
Mm-hmm.
Stadium funding with public money. I'm very stubborn about that. And then pet social media accounts.
Oh, come on, man.
I think they stink.
Oh man. I've got so many of those that I follow. You've seen them.
I know. And I've held my tongue, haven't I?
Oh, man.
I think they stink.
Those are the best. We rate dogs and dogs doing cute
things.
They
never cause any problems,
What do they do to you?
They stay in their lane,
man. They ain't out here with no hot takes.
Yeah. Reggie doesn't like cute. We've established that.
I love plenty of cute.
He doesn't like cute. All right, so I got a litany of things that have been texted to me from my family. Ceiling fans. I have to sleep with a ceiling fan on even in the dead of winter, even in the middle of a freeze. I have the heat on, but a ceiling fan. Finishing a project. Like if it's just kicking my ass. Like if I'm putting together like whatever, a table or making something for one of my kids or grandkids or whatever, even if it's just kicking my ass, I am going to finish that.
See, that wouldn't make sense.
I am
like,
going
I
to finish that.
There's
process.
A completionist. There's a determinist. But can we go back like in the winter? You be having that fan on?
I got to have the ceiling fan on.
I'm the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Leaving my vehicle on when pumping gas.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't the only ones.
He is hard-headed about that. That's a good point.
Y'all aren't the only ones that don't like that
at best, right? Even if you're not gonna blow up the whole spot, which you might, you're just wasting gas in that moment. Like, why
not? It's if your car is off for more than a minute and a half, then it's better to just leave it on. Unless your car is off for more than a minute and a half, it's better to leave it on.
How long you pumping gas for?
I looked at about a minute. About a minute.
Okay. He out here running
out
pit
here
stop.
He out here with the time clock.
Yeah.
A stopwatch.
One of my sons said you were hard-headed about the phone you had.
But that's not on the table no more.
That's true.
All it took was your baby girl.
And Lopez was not biting the bullet. I thought he wasn't going to bite the bullet for his grandbaby. I was telling him, like, man, get it for the grandbaby.
I did.
He was talking about not being in the group chats and all that stuff.
He would not budge. I was the green bubble. Mm-hmm. My other son said the music at a party. Like, if we're hosting, I'm playing the music.
Oh, you're not going to let nobody... touch the aux.
No.
Okay.
Man, you crazy, man.
I am playing the music if we're hosting a party. And then my daughter said, everybody's weighing in on this.
Of course they are, which I just got one in that is actually a great one.
My daughter said, taking a very specific route while driving, whether it's more efficient or not.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm going this way.
Of all the ones that you said, that one's the worst.
You could cut across over here. No, I used to go this way.
I go this way.
That one's the worst. Especially in Houston with the traffic that you might face. This is the way. I just realized one that I know that upsets y'all because I'm pretty sure we've gotten to this place before. And it's kind of a two-parter. I don't watch trailers for movies that I know I'm going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm hard-headed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, oh, man, have you seen the trailer? I'm like, no, I already said I was going to watch that, so I'm not. And then the second one is just recommendations.
You don't like recommendations, or you do?
I'm very finicky on them. I don't frequently take recommendations on like, media
mm-hmm.
from a lot of people. People are like, oh, you got to watch this. I'm like, no, I don't. Tiger King.
Yeah.
When Tiger King was popular, people were like, you gotta watch Tiger King. And I was like, No, I don't.
I really don't.
I really don't. And I haven't to this day. I know everything I need to know. I know about Tiger, Carol Baskins and everything. I know what I need to know.
From this 409, I'm hard headed about people putting their last name on the back of a pro jersey or a college jersey.
Dang.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
I guess he's hard headed, he wants the player's name.
Oh, okay.
Mm hmm. Hard-headed about only eating at restaurants where I get points.
That's a good one. Yeah, you're winning here. That is a good one. Yeah. I appreciate the dedication to the bit there. But they said sorry, Foco to Chow.
They're getting very specific.
Yeah, it was like, do you think Foco to Chow is like, damn.
Man, we lost Chuck.
Somebody said, Reggie, what the hell? Do you not like dogs? I mean, dogs are cool. I ain't got no problem with
that
dogs.
That one bothers me, man. It's cuteness. It's cuteness. Well,
you know, the thing that really gets me is the folks that got the dog account where they tweet or they post in that
as the dog.
Oh, my son does that.
Like, do you not have shame?
My son's dog Campbell, which is you need to look it up. It's Parks of Houston or something. Where Campbell, they go to a different park in Houston almost every day. And Campbell rates the park for dogs.
No, Campbell didn't.
Yeah,
you rated the park.
No,
and Campbell enjoyed being outside.
Campbell did.
I love that now, and one of the things that you're the most hard-headed about, everybody is coming back to you. From the 281, Lopez, I deliver gas to gas station. Leaving the car on can blow the whistle, blow the whole place up. They go over that
true.
In safety training.
That is not
thank you.
No.
True.
No, this is an expert right here.
Expert.
No.
Clearly.
No.
They said they had the
He's
safety
in that
training
field.
And
Google
they've
it.
Seen the
you
video.
You ain't in that field.
Google
they got
it.
The video. Yo, so Google is what you're defending?
Take a back seat, bud. This is a professional right here. From the 281. The 281. Salute to the 281. Saving lives.
I do love that the 346 goes, they will not smoke dispensary weed. So they're like, is it
I
just
know a lot of people like that, man.
Is it just that the experience is uncanny for you? Like, I feel like I got to get this from behind the Denny's. Like, this is the way that I need to get my weed, right? Like, is that how that works for you? You enjoy the fear of it all? Fear is probably not the right word.
Now Captain Scott is weighing in.
Yeah.
Hard-headed about throwing those damn popping corks, which is a style of fishing. I mean, they catch fish, so yeah. By the way, it's Tales of Houston Parks. Shout out to Campbell, my son's dog. Look at this. How cute is that? She rates different parks around Houston.
No, he rates parks around Houston, and he takes pictures of the dog.
It's on Instagram.
What's the best park? Because I want to take Jackson to a park.
Well, follow Tales of Houston Parks on Instagram. Look at all this. She goes to dozens, if not hundreds of parks. And rates them for dogs. There you go.
And I do want to pre-defend myself by saying I will take recommendations if I ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just the recommendations that people offer unsolicited. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I still think that the Celtics are going to win that series, mind you.
Oh, I do too.
And they're going to do it doing it the way that they do.
Yeah, missing a lot of threes.
Making a lot of threes.
Missing more than they make.
Hey, you talk about the champs right now, man.
Every once in a while they miss. It be like that sometimes. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, we welcome in the man, B. Scott, and go around the NFL, including, does this lawsuit feel like it is fair to you, or is it litigious? We'll talk about that next.